Now, we mentioned earlier that Al-Qaeda in Iraq has a new leader, so in just a minute we're going to ask our panelists what important management changes he'll make. But first, let me tell you all that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our web guru is Paul Heltzel. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Rob Byers and Lorna White, plus David Tebow, Donna Miller, and Mark Watson at the Folly Theater in Robin Cross, and Chris Pruitt at KCUR. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Amanda Gibson and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what managerial changes are in store for Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Amy Dickinson.
Casual Friday. No burkas required. He's going to put vending machines in the break cave. And as a team-building exercise, it's infidel versus mullahs softball game.
Morocco.
The institution of take your daughter to work in a burqa day.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
The category spiritual advisor will be eliminated and replaced by the category blessed martyr decoy.
And if the new leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq does any of those things, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Corey Flintoff. Thanks also to Amy Dickinson, Mo Rocca, and Roy Blunt Jr. Special thanks to Patty Cahill, Kevin Alexander, Bill Anderson, Dolores Nedlake, and everyone at KCUR in Kansas City. Thanks to our audience here at the Folly Theater. Thank you all. You're the best. And thanks to all of you at home for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.